you all are writing a persuasive essay, right?
Yeah.
So once you make a statement, you have to back it up with
evidence.
Evidence, right.
In John Hall's classroom at Art Space Charter School in Swannanoa, there's an equation stamped in dark capital letters high up one green wall. Vision plus perseverance equals impact.
After he makes that central idea or central claim,
Hall teaches social studies, not math, so perhaps that's why he's found this equation elusive in his own life.
I knew I enjoyed performing. I didn't know that I wanted to try to make a living at it. I really had no plan. I was quite happy just working the odd jobs, doing the occasional acting job, and going to see the Cubs at Wrigley Field. I kind of have stumbled into things in life.
I appreciate that you dressed in your Sunday clothes to impress me. It's poignant, really. It touches me. But it's ridiculous.
We're at a rehearsal inside the 35 Below space at Asheville Community Theater. Hall is portraying the artist Mark Rothko in the two-person show Red. Hall brought this project to the theater and is co-producing it with them.
Talk about any of this. Don't think I don't have enemies, because I do. And I don't just mean the other painters and the gallery owners and the museum curators and the goddamn son of a bitch art critics.
Just getting to this place on the precipice of opening night is a big deal for Hall. He spent much of his 20s as what he called a hobo actor, motoring an old Ford Pinto to Nebraska, Kentucky, Virginia, Florida. After toiling in Chicago for a few years, the lure of the mountains brought Hall to Asheville, but that was really his only compass. He worked as a janitor at Pack Place for a few years, earning 50 cents an hour less than he earned at the same time working as the morning edition host for WCQS. During this span, he formed a theater company for young people called Mockingbird Theater.
One good thing about being a janitor at Pack Place was it gave me a key to the building, and so I could go in at all hours and build sets in the loading dock. It wasn't unusual before a show to head in about 8 o'clock at night and be building or painting until, you know, 2 a.m. and then sleep a couple hours and come into WCQS and do the morning edition shift.
In the early 2000s, with an 18-month-old daughter, Hall and his wife divorced and his life equation changed.
I was not a business person. Remember, I was just a dumb actor. If I'd been smart enough to connect with a business person, I think that we could have made something of it. But as soon as I was a single parent, any theater work that required evenings, I just stopped doing. I just told myself evenings were for the child.
As Hall saw his theater company through its final months, a friend suggested he go into teaching. He was 38 at the time with a young daughter, and at an age where some might consider a second career, Hall was looking at his first.
Many people would say they have to have a calling to be a teacher. I was not called to be a teacher, but once I became a teacher, I was able to figure out, what do I need to do to be good at this?
At ArtSpace, the integration of the arts into everyday education resonated with Hall in a way nothing else in his life had to that point. It amplified his sense of purpose as a Christian, to build up people and community.
Getting to ArtSpace, I was able to transition from, this is my profession, to this is my life, because ArtSpace really allowed me to be the teacher that I was meant to be.
I want you personally to decide who you felt was more convincing.
With his daughter now out of the home and on her own, Hall felt the time was right to recommit to theater.
And you call yourself an artist? One cannot discuss Pollock without it. What do they teach you in art school today?
He chose to invest his attention and money on Red to play a complex character in a demanding role. As for resurrecting his own company, Hall chuckled at the thought and fell just short of ruling it out altogether.
Even though it is extremely fulfilling to me and I'm at my best when I'm creating, if I feel like it's shortchanging the kids, then no way.
Red is on stage through November 19th at 35 Below inside Asheville Community Theater. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.